From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump says British Prime Minister Theresa May is ruining what her country stands to gain from Brexit. In a wide-ranging interview with the British tabloid The Sun, Trump said that May's plans for future dealings with the EU could kill any trade deals with the United States. He said May is striking what he called a very different deal from the one the British people voted for in 2016. The interview was published as Trump was leaving a black-tie dinner with May held at Blenheim Palace. Trump was also quoted as saying that he thinks that Britain's ex-Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson would make an excellent prime minister, but he did not pit Johnson against May. Johnson resigned his post in May's government just a few days ago. Trump is making his first visit to the UK since being elected president. He is scheduled to meet with May and with Queen Elizabeth II on Friday. Mr. Trump came to Britain after a contentious NATO summit in Brussels. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, the president characterized his trip as a success, but NATO allies might have a different take.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures.
This is VOA News. FBI counterintelligence agency Peter Strzok defended himself and his agency in a contentious hearing before the House Oversight Committee on Thursday. Strzok was removed from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and allegations of its collusion with Russia after text messages he exchanged with former FBI lawyer Lisa Page were revealed. At the hearing, Strzok said his personal opinions did not keep him from doing his job.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
House Oversight Committee Chair Republican Trey Gowdy said Strzok was exhibiting classic signs of bias.
Do you remember how long it took for you to start talking about impeachment after Bob Mueller was appointed?
I don't, sir.
One day. One day.
Strzok and Page were involved in a romantic relationship in 2016 when they worked on the investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email server. President Trump has seized on Strzok and Page's text to denounce the Mueller probe as nothing more than, in his words, a rigged witch hunt. U.S. senators on Thursday continued a bipartisan rebuke of President Donald Trump's punitive trade strategy on the heels of an overwhelming vote asserting a role for Congress when tariffs are imposed for national security reasons. Republican Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker of Tennessee said the president is abusing his authority by imposing new tariffs under what's called Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act, which governs the effects of imports on U.S. national security.
And the reason he's using 232 and abusing his authorities in this way is that 232 can be used with no basis.
Thursday's hearing came days after the administration imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products. Some lawmakers applauded the move, noting that Beijing is heavily dependent on exports and has much to lose in a trade war. Egyptian firefighters battled flames that erupted after an explosion at a chemical factory outside Cairo's main airport Thursday. At least a dozen people are reported injured in a blast that an army spokesman said was caused by high temperatures. The state news agency MENA quoted a security source as saying that 12 people were taken to a hospital after the blast, which occurred in a storage facility belonging to a local petrochemicals company. The airport traffic was not affected by the explosion. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.